builds up the spirit. And just like when you get cut in the flesh, it's immediate. You feel the pain. There's a visual effect, but you don't see that immediately the body is already sending all the white blood cells to that spot to work on what's there to keep the infection down. So the Lord is doing behind the scenes, and I believe in Haiti, as you're going down there, there are so many things that God is cutting down, and it doesn't feel good, but Pastor, take this message of hope. He's already instantaneously building up in the spirit. We don't see it the same way, but it is happening, and by faith, they can have the understanding that God is building up, not just for status quo, but to build up this ministry, and the body of Christ in Haiti to see it explode, not to just be talked about for years to come and everybody, oh, remember that time. No, this is going to be a historical thing. Not that it's just one moment, but that God is building and building, and the building up of the two-edged sword from the spiritual side will be so much more powerful. So much more powerful. So take this message of hope that even though the flesh is being torn down by that one side, the other side by the wisdom of Jesus Christ is already building up the spiritual things, the warfare, the stamina, the hedge and protection. But not only that, the wisdom to speak to the political leaders and the ability to cut through the mud with the people so that those who meet these men and women from this ministry and these churches will see the truth. And they'll see it in love in Jesus' name.
Amen. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe
it. I think most of you are aware of it, but there has been a lot of preparation for this service that's going on. Marcus and Luke Jr. have been down there for the last 10 days.
No, we're going to be sharing, and you're going to be sharing pictures in that.
But it's a lot. It's a miracle what God has done in preparation for that. And my brother Luke took two men down, Marcus and another guy. The other guy had to go home because he was ill. That Luke was attacked really bad with an illness while he was down there, and he's healed today, and they're having a service under that roof today. So God a miracle. God's a God of miracles.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rabba. Can we just pray in the spirit for a moment? For the Lord would say unto you, son, that even as you're on your flight to another country, I'm going to begin, even in the quiet time, to begin to write on the tablets of thine heart fresh things, as a man writeth in the journal. For I have not even lifted my pen, no, not once from both thine lives, saith the Lord, from the story that I have been writing within thy lives together, saith God. But son, I'm going to begin to start filling your heart afresh with fresh vision, not only fresh vision for the ministry, but for fresh vision for thy life. And as you go there, and as you minister the word of the Lord, and as you're encouraged by others, and as you set to encourage others as well, the Lord would say that I'm going to begin to, truly, as we sang this morning, you'll find myself being the lifter of thine head, saith the Lord. And I'm going to begin to lift thine heart, and I'm going to begin to fill your mouth with fresh things, saith the Lord. For there are things that's been prepared, that I've prepared within your heart, and then there'll be times where that there are things that you're not going to prepare beforehand. But I'm going to begin to speak out of your mouth, saith the Lord. Because I am a God who is a God who begins to write upon the tablets of the heart, saith the Lord. And I'm beginning to write things afresh. It's as if like a blackboard's being erased and fresh things are being written upon thereon. Fresh things, saith the Lord, fresh things upon thine life. Fresh things, even the circumstances and even the situations that surround about thee, saith the Lord. I'm bringing about a refreshing of even scenery, a refreshing of rejuvenation, a refreshing of life, and even the things that were once familiar to you will be as like journals of old sitting on the shelf. But I am writing afresh upon thine heart, thine wife's heart, and even in thine family, saith the Lord. For know this, saith God, for I've never lifted the pen, saith the Lord, but I've begun to write, and I'm writing a new chapter within thine lives together, saith the Lord, a fresh thing, saith God. And you will walk as a man full of faith and full of fire, not only within thine mind, but even as you've confessed, even within thine heart, saith the Lord. For saying, I don't know yet the days before me, but I have faith for the days. And the Lord says, I've placed that faith within thee. And I've placed the strength within both of thee, saith the Lord. And there'll be a fresh outpouring out of thy mouth, saith the Lord, together, yea, saith together, saith the Lord. For I'm writing even afresh upon the tablet of thine heart, saith the Lord, together. Hallelujah. And together I shall write, saith the Lord, the new chapters. And as the new journals will begin to unfold and the new excitements, for think not, oh, I spent most of my life, but the Lord says, for you have yet to live even anew and afresh into a new face of my glory, saith the Lord. And I'm going to put that spear within thee, and even those around thee who have known thee, and says, my God, how is it that you can still be this way? Why are you still this way? Well, because the Lord began always to write things afresh in my heart, and I just let him write. Let him write, let him write, let him write. Think not, but let him write. And as you begin to read, you'll see even his writings will begin to shape and to fashion and even to call back into remembrance, not only the former things, but even the things way back, but how that things that weren't done back then will begin to be done now, saith the Lord, but in a refreshed perspective, saith God. For even as you're on that plane, I just see you as a man, like looking out the window, saying, wow, I see from a whole nother perspective. And the Lord says, you're going to begin to carry that perspective together, both of you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. We receive that. We receive that. We receive that. We receive that. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We believe in that. Yes, at the end. At the end.